every day, but you've got a really busy work or school schedule, you may feel like you failed at your goal any day you don't manage to squeeze a run in. But if your goal is to go for a run 4 times a week, not only do you have flexibility, but any time you can get an extra run or two in, you'll feel even more accomplished. Instead of feeling like you're constantly chasing an unachievable goal, set a goal you know you can accomplish, and you'll feel so much better when you do. This message is brought to you from your realistic DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Hello, you are listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on 90.1, your better alternative, WRAVFM Burlington. That was a nice little message from someone, familiar voice as well. Really good voice, I have to say, of whoever recorded that PSA. Very thoughtful message, very well mixed and edited as well. I think we all have to agree with that. And it's time for our news update from the science and nature world. Before we get into the music, the world's oldest known wild bird, Wisdom the Albatross, is 74 years old. Her age is known because she was first banded in 1956 and found in 2001 with the same band still on her leg. That's what that means, to band a bird. To put a band on the leg to identify a specific individual. Oh, the music kept going. That's something I always forget to make sure doesn't happen. Apologies if that startled anyone, like it startled me. Excuse me, but yes. Despite her seemingly advanced age, Wisdom the Albatross has welcomed a new egg, her first in 4 years, and also a new partner. Her last partner was named Akiakamai. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. He has not been seen for a few years. The typical lifespan of one of these birds being closer to 40 years. A lot of them, sadly, die after mistakenly swallowing plastic. So they're a bit of a threatened species. She lives on an island called Midway Atoll, which is near Hawaii. So there you are. Wisdom the Albatross, still kicking it at 74 years old. Weather forecast for the Burlington area. Slight chance of snow, freezing rain and sleet tonight between 11 p.m. and midnight, changing into snow as the night goes on, and temps drop to low around 25. New snow and sleet accumulation, less than half an inch. Chances of precipitation dropping a bit on Monday, then coming back up for Monday night. Temps generally staying in the upper 30s, sort of rain, maybe a little sleet. Rainy few days. Temps mostly staying above freezing on Tuesday and Wednesday. High near 47 on Tuesday, high near 39 on Wednesday. Then dropping down Wednesday night to 28 as the rain changes to snow. The chances of precipitation dropping to only around 30 on Thursday and Friday, but it's going to change to snow as temps drop. High near 33 on Thursday, but a low of only around 14 on Thursday night and only around 12 on Friday, so it'd be very chilly if you are planning on going outside. Do bundle up, wear long johns if you got them, and if you don't, maybe don't go out, because, be safe, friends. All right, that song that you heard the first couple of words of before was Boston Accent by Tall Travis, a locally beloved band whose members don't all live in the area. One of them's, at least one of them, has moved to the Boston area and written this song off their most recent album, The Great Between. So here you are, Tall Travis and Boston Accent.
We live in an apartment building straddling the border between a city and a town, and the laundry's 3 floors down. And since I moved in here, I feel my world has gotten smaller, and I could go anywhere, but I just do not know where to go at all. But this is your city, and so I love it. How could I not? And when I ride the T, feel like I'm traveling in your veins and through your fingers up your arm, past the street that bears your name. And I hope that you can feel me in the tunnels of your brain. Yes, I hope you're always thinking of me. It's only when you're drunk that your accent comes out, your voice gets all high-pitched and nasal, and you just can't.